Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is this: When an Insurance Policy is Just Not Enough. Based on Luke 23:46, where we hear Jesus crying out while he's on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And with that, the text says, he breathed his last. A special greeting this morning to any of our vacation Bible school family and friends. We had a very action-filled week. Some of us are still recovering after this week and feeling our age. This place was filled with children from our community, from our congregation. 75, 80, I'm not sure how many children were here. It just made me all the more eager to be a grandfather. And so help me as I keep calling my daughter and say, get with it, won't you? All right. I encourage you to look inside your bulletin. You'll find the sermon outline. You can follow along that if you would like. And if you are a visitor or guest, the reason you have it is so you can tell how close we are to the sermon being finished. The theme of our week was the wonders of God. And this morning, the sermon is going to be about a particular wonder of God, the wonder of all wonders, the assurance that God gives sinners like you and me, the assurance of His grace and His mercy. One of life's important decisions for all of us as individuals or families is a life insurance policy. A life insurance policy is an important financial part of any plan a family makes for the future in the event of the death of the person whose income supports the family. Just lately, Beverly and I have updated our life insurance policies. And we've also added a long-term care policy so that our children will not be financially burdened when it's time for one of us or both of us to move into a long-term care facility. And there are many insurance companies out there. We're daily bombarded by their slogans and their messages on TV commercials. One commercial I want to focus on today stars that wonderful actor, Dennis Haybert. He is set into the middle of a car accident. And the implication is an accident like this could happen to any one of us. And at one time during the commercial, he looks right into the camera, looks right into your eyes, and asks this question: Are you in good hands? Listen again to the words of this insurance commercial. Are you in good hands? You're in good hands with Allstate. This morning, I ask you to consider these words in the context of Jesus' last words from the cross. As he dies for the sins of the world, as he dies for your sins and for mine, listen to these good hands words for Jesus. Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus wanted to be sure that he was in good hands, so he did not commit his spirit into the hands of Pontius Pilate, or into the hands of the Roman soldiers, or into the hands of Mary his mother, or James or John and Peter or the other disciples. No, he wanted to be sure he was in good hands, so he committed his life into the hands of his Father in heaven. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus clearly understood that life was not the end. This was not just a farewell and a goodbye to those gathered at the cross. No, Jesus was committing himself to his Father in heaven and to that life eternal after the grave. And he gave all of us a glimpse of this reality when in the same chapter of the gospel, he had just spoken these words to a thief being crucified on the cross next to him, some of the most precious words of the Bible, when Jesus turned to this thief and said, I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise. Now, while Jesus may have died, and he did without an insurance policy, he was reminding us here of something far more important. And if you have a tendency to drift in the sermon, don't do it today. Here's the central thought. Here it is. before you and I die, we need to be sure we have a life assurance policy. Now, I know I said earlier one of the most important decisions to make is to make sure you have a life insurance policy, but the most important decision for any of us is to make sure we have an assurance policy. The good news is this life assurance policy has already been, and you wish I could, can you see Christ on the cross over the barrier? The good news is our life assurance policy has already been paid in full. And the policy has been signed with the precious blood of Jesus, which he shed on the cross for you and for me. Your policy has been completely paid in full. And if you read carefully the bottom line of your assurance policy, you will find written there under this term, recipient entitled to all benefits, you will find there your name. Now, life insurance is an earthly blessing that we want to get for our loved ones after we die. But life assurance is an eternal blessing to you, to me, to anyone who put their trust in Jesus. But this morning I want to tell you about a few key differences between life insurance and life assurance. Now, Brad Pelling, I warn you, I'm going to call upon you later in the sermon because Brad sells insurance for a living. I'll check with him afterward to make sure these facts are true. There's a difference between life insurance and life assurance. With life insurance, you pay the premiums all your life, but nothing happens till you die. And after you die, someone else is the beneficiary of the investment you've made over the years. More than that, you can be denied life insurance if you have any pre-existing medical conditions that the insurance company decides makes you too bad of a risk. But with life assurance, as we said earlier, someone else has paid your premiums. This is what a songwriter wrote. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And also, and here's my favorite part of life assurance, you and I can receive a life assurance policy even if we have the pre-existing condition. And we all have a pre-existing condition. The Bible calls that pre-existing condition sin. Psalm 51:5 tells us, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. And Romans 3:23 says, for we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, Allstate Insurance or any other insurance company may turn me down because of a pre-existing condition, but there is no chance of this with God. Because he well knows my pre-existing condition. He well knows your pre-existing condition of sin. And that is why he sent Jesus to be our Savior and Redeemer from our sin and to pay your policy, and thank God, to pay my life assurance policy in full at the cross. I just love the assurance that we find in Romans 5, verse 28. Listen to this verse. While we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Here's the second key message of our sermon. Here's one I want you all to take home with you today. The truth about God's grace is this: the sins of our past do not prevent us from receiving the blessings that God has in store for us. Let me say that again. The sins in your past do not prevent you from receiving the blessings that God has in store for you. This truth is especially seen in the life of the man who wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace. I just love the words of that old hymn, don't you? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I love the story of the hymn. I especially love the story of the man who wrote the hymn, whose name was John Newton. This man was a horrible man. Newton was involved in the transatlantic slave trade, capturing human beings in Africa and selling them in the Caribbean and North and South America, destroying people's lives, forever separating parents and their children, treating human beings like animals. You'd be appalled if you knew all the things that John Newton did to make a buck in the slave trade. But through an act of God's amazing grace, Newton saw the horrible evil that he'd done. And God broke his heart with repentance and led him to saving faith in Jesus. Newton then wrote what is probably the most beloved hymn of all time. Now listen to this hymn verse, which is really John Newton's confession of faith. If you look at your sermon outline, Roman numeral 3, point B, you'll find this verse. Will you sing it with me? Newton's confession of faith.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
And now that you know something about the man, you know the import of this verse. This is the work of grace. This is the work of grace. That people who have sinned in terrible and awful ways can still receive forgiveness of sins and the assurance that they have a second chance with God. Did you hear me? Perhaps you've sinned and made some bad mistakes in your life. Perhaps you've terribly hurt others and yourself. Perhaps you feel guilt over something you've done and you feel too much ashamed to tell anybody about it. Perhaps there's something from your past that you really want to talk to a pastor about, but you've been putting it off. Perhaps you're wondering if you're even welcome in a church, welcome in this church. Please listen. As I declare to you, the Christian church is a place of God's grace. This church is a place of God's grace. This pastor is a servant of God's grace in Jesus Christ. The wonder of God's amazing grace is this. Are you listening? The wonder of God's amazing grace is this. He assures you today, as he assured horrible, terrible John Newton, that he is a God of second chances. Please accept this assurance today. Now, my insurance policy names someone else as the beneficiary of all that I have. She's that best-looking pastor's wife in this congregation. That's my wife, Beverly. When I die, she'll receive all the blessings I leave behind. But on the assurance policy that Almighty God gives to you, it is your name that's written as the beneficiary. You who have put your faith in Christ Jesus will receive from him all the blessings he's left for you. And the glorious truth is this. Jesus did not just die on the cross to pay for your sins and the sins of the world. He rose from the grave in victory over sin and death forever. The Holy Bible says this. Now Christ Jesus has been raised from the dead And in John 14, 19, we hear Jesus saying these wonderful words, words that I have spoken at every single Christian funeral I've done in 30 years. Jesus says to those who put their faith in Him, because I live, you shall live also. Heaven, that's what awaits every one of us who put our faith in Him. This can be your assurance today as you put your hands and your life in the hands that Jesus put His into when He said, Father, into your hands I commit my life. But please understand, you don't have to die or wait till you're near death to have this assurance. This assurance can be yours as you humbly say the words of Jesus, Father, into your hands I commit my life. If there is anyone here today who would like to talk about such things, it would be my pleasure to speak with you, because I am the assurance man. No, not the insurance man. That's Brad's job. I am the assurance man. It is my job to speak, to preach, to teach, to declare, to give away the assurance of God's amazing grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. My dear friends, if you're following the outline, we're at the conclusion. We've rounded third. We're heading toward home. You may have car insurance. You may have house insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, life insurance. These are all good things. But I hope you understand today that these are not enough. There is going to come a day in this life and at the end of this life when you'll need to be covered by an assurance policy. You can't get this from Allstate. You can't get this from Nationwide. You can't even get it from Pelling Insurance Company. Right, Brad? There's only one agent. There's only one assurance agent who can provide you with this. And His name is that sweetest name above all names. His name is Jesus. You're in good hands with Jesus. Would you please sing with me a single hymn verse that speaks of this assurance? It's printed on the bottom of your bulletin. I think the hymn is so well known, we don't need an accompanist. You can follow Froggy up here. Listen to this verse. Will you sing it with me? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. My dear friends, in the name of Jesus, I say to you, God's assurance policy is yours. Amen.